Hey, can you hear that? You hear that? You hear the cats? Oh, no, just kidding. It's another brewery selling out. This is the perfect pour.
The Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. What am I? Am I the cat like meowing at the breweries, going yeah. Whining? I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we're here to talk about geek out about craft beer, as always, as beer geeks do. We're not watching anything on Periscope.
Nope.
There's nothing interesting going on Periscope because we're here to podcast about beer. We're going to talk about the Ballast Point thing. We're going to talk about beers we've been drinking, beers we want to be drinking. We're going to listen to listeners. We're going to do all those things. But first, we have to update on what we have been drinking. We've been tailgating this show. Drinking, getting sufficiently buzzed before a podcast, which is what any
mandatory
self-respecting podcaster does.
Us to do this sober?
If you don't do it, if you're not doing it, you're doing podcasting wrong.
Trust me, you don't want to hear this sober.
No, no. It's boring. Just ask the patrons.
Yeah. ask them what they pay good money.
Yeah. Ask the ones that pay us money. Like, yeah, it's pretty crappy. We had a, I don't know what this is, man. Infidel, Belgian style, IPA. I guess it's Infidel Brewing or that. No, Shellkirk Abbey Brewing Company from Post Falls, Idaho. Infidel, Belgian IPA. I think this might have been the one from the Northwest Bitter Brewer, maybe?
Might have been.
Since it's in Idaho.
That might explain it. Yeah, that sounds a little old.
It was feeling old. 8.2, though. But yeah, it was weird. I think it was probably just too old. Yeah. I don't know what to say about it. I don't think any of us were.
All the IPA-ness was lost.
There was no IPA in there. We screwed it up. We're just gonna
move along.
Shellkirk Abbey Brewing Company. Would not be fair of us to properly.
We'll try again.
Review it. We will. We also had Fathead, Spooky Tooth,
You're
Imperial Pumpkin Hell, 9%. Although the Bearded Brewer did not have this, we had it earlier. Nick and I had it along with producer Becky and Jennifer, but we made sure that not even ask the Bearded Brewer because he would not approve.
Not happening.
I remember it being fine.
Very tasty.
Nice. Tasty pumpkin.
Yeah, actual pumpkin flavor up front.
Yeah.
Little spice on the back, not overly done. Neither portion was overly done. It was well-balanced pumpkin beer.
And Jesus. As I try not to, or try. There we go.
There it goes.
So nice.
Ah, that felt better.
Blow it out your ass.
Also, from New Glarus, this was one of the beers that the Beer with Friends podcast gave us, the Serendipity Happy Accident Fruit Ale. Wow. This was excellent, right?
That's all you need to say is wow. That was really good.
There ain't nothing left in that bottle.
Nope.
Not even a whiff.
Big-ass bottle. Everybody was enjoying it. The ladies were enjoying it. Everybody was enjoying it. It was only 4%. So I mean,
oh what?
Yeah, come on, barely alcohol,
man.
But nah, it was tasty, man. New Glarus, Serendipity.
It's a damn good thing I didn't know that before.
One of the highlights of the New Glarus haul we've been going through, and then also another one from Beer with Friends podcast, Central Waters Barley Wine Ale Bourbon Barrel. Brewer's Reserve, barley wine ale from Central Waters.
The Central Waters is active on Untappd. I got some cheers from
them. Oh, they got a good good person on using their Untappd thing.
I was like,
not a lot of breweries do.
Yeah, it's been a while since actual breweries. That was quite a take note.
I go on there from time to time.
Oh, great. It's just Matt.
Oh, it's just Matt.
Yeah, I'm special. Bert,
it's just Matt and Bert.
Bert.
Yep.
So that was a good barley wine? Yeah?
Not bad.
Matt?
I'll try it again later. I don't know.
Yeah, there's some left. It could use some airing out.
Ball says try again later.
Try again later.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
Magic 8-Ball. See what I did there.
Smelled okay. I knew there was barrel. I knew it was a barley wine, but it was just hitting me real harsh, and I don't know if my palate's just all screwed up right now or what.
There was something different about it, yeah.
You have unsalted saltines to get your palate in place.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Come on, man. So there. Now we're all cut up. That's what we've been drinking. And now it's time for a
new beer.
I gotta say that was pretty solid.
I love gold.
I could listen to that sound drop all day.
I mean, if you're a really good beer nerd, sorry. I'm not tonight. You could have heard. You should know what that sound. That was a Modern Times can. Mm. You should have heard that. Modern Times, the Fortunate Islands Hoppy Tropical Wheat. This one that I bought in Fresno, California at Cost Plus.
Legal Fresno buy. Welcome, artisanal craft beer hipsters.
This is one I found hidden away at an inn. This is...
So you essentially found somebody's hidden beer.
Yep.
Is that what happened?
Sometimes. I know as an employee, a retail employee, sometimes there's something you can't really... You don't really want somebody to see you hiding it in the back because you're not really supposed to do that, even though somebody probably wouldn't care, but... So you hide it on the shelf somewhere, and when you're off, you go and buy it. And I was going through, and we went into Cost Plus just to kind of kill some time, and I'm like, well, I didn't hear anything about them having Modern Times at that particular weekend last weekend.
No, they've kept it quiet the last couple times. Yeah.
So I'm like, they don't have Modern Times, but I'll see what they got back there. Mm-hmm. Always got to look. And they had actually had quite a bit of pizza port, which is the first time they had pizza port when I was in there. So I was like, oh, sweet, I'll have some pizza port. I looked through the pizza port. There's no Modern Times. And I see way in the back, hidden,
one can
of Fortunate Islands back there.
There was a little gleam off the top edge of the
that
can.
That white can. I was like, what is that? A Modern Times. Somebody tried to hide it. Good try, though.
But there's levels of hiding. There's like hide it in the beer section in a different place, and then there's full on like hide it with the hot sauce.
Yep, that's if you're smart. You hide it in a different section altogether.
Yeah.
So some beer nerd like me isn't gonna notice it.
Like sake, nobody ever buys sake. We're gonna hide it over here.
Yep. So yeah, advisory to all employees: hide it in a place that the beer nerd's gonna find it. An advisory to fellow beer nerds, you know, look.
Look, yeah.
Somebody might have hidden a beer.
Check the cabinets of the display furniture.
Yeah.
Check the tea aisle.
Yep. Check baskets.
Check the baskets.
I was advisor of producer Becky's as a former Cost Plus employee. So,
men's restroom also not off limits.
You never know.
You never know. Some dedication.
She had to kick people having sex in that restroom out.
Wow.
So just remember that next time you use a restroom in Cost Plus.
Oh, my life sucks. I've never had Cost Plus.
You never had sex in Cost Plus? Damn it. Whatever, dude. I haven't either.
Bearded Brewers, mysteriously quiet at this point.
This Fortunate Islands.
He's either on his phone or...
Going it well, like Fortunate Islands usually does in the modern times.
Mm-hmm.
The hoppy wheat ale. Which, you know, I want to see.
They said to make it extra hoppy.
I don't like wheat ales, but Modern Times knows how to do a wheat ale.
I guess I just answered my own question. There's a movie quote for you. They said to make it extra sloppy.
What is
Lunch
what
Lady is from Billy Madison?
Oh, okay. What beer is that? What style is that? They said to make it extra sloppy.
Nothing.
Chili hazelnut brown.
Chili hazelnut brown.
Yeah.
Like chili, or chili as in the peppers?
Peppers.
Damn it.
you didn't want it to be peppers, apparently.
I'm trying to imagine a chili bean stout right now.
Why not?
Why not?
A chili. Yeah, chili as in chili you eat. Bowl of chili.
Bowl
chili.
Of chili.
Beer. I like it. So, now that we are enjoying our Modern Times, indie craft brewer Modern Times, obviously.
So subtle, Mike.
The big.
Where are you going with this segue?
I don't know. The big news is, as we are recording, Ballast Point has been sold. sold their souls to.
Dude, you got
to
prepare me for this kind of shit.
For $1 billion to the people that own Corona and shit.
The Dutch. They're just so damn evil.
Is it the Dutch?
I don't know.
Whatever their name is.
I'm just trying to think of as many Dr. Evil references as I can right now.
Continental Beverage, is that what it's called? Something like that.
Constellation.
Concentration.
Constantinople.
Constipation Brewing. So, yeah.
not a high rating brewery. No.
Constipation Brewing. No, not big. Not big in a name.
Not getting a lot of stars.
So, yeah, they've sold their souls to big beer now.
Yeah.
And Ballast Point is. There's a lot to sort through this, and when this news first hit, I kind of like semi-ignored it because
on a Monday of all times,
yeah, I'm like, oh,
way to wake up. Thanks, Jake from State Farm.
I just kind of like, I think it was on our Facebook post. I think that was the first thing I saw was Jake's post on our Facebook group.
Yeah, I think he posted that, messaged me, and then Greg from SD Beer Talk messaged me shortly after, and I was like. I just rolled over to go pee for the second time this morning, and you guys are blowing up my phone.
Yep. And I think Reggie was messaging me. I was like kind of ignoring it all morning because I'm like, oh, Corona. Like, I wasn't thinking about who it was that was buying them. I was like, oh, Corona. I'm like, I could probably make peace with that, I guess. I don't know. I just didn't think about it for a whole day. And then it wasn't only until today that I started seriously, like, It was like stages of grief, I guess, or something. Like today, I went through the anger phase.
Ah.
And I'm like, you know what?
You saw Grunion flopping in the gutter.
I'm like, wait a second. Ballast Point got bought by a big beer. No!
That really chaps my hide.
Because at first I was like, oh, I can figure out a way to make this okay so I can still drink Ballast Point. But like, now the more I thought about it, I'm like, this is just, I mean, how, you know, somebody in our Facebook group posted a thing of how Six Point is pointing out, like, this is basically, it's just a side project of AB InBev, at least at one point, maybe not technically now, but I mean, it's not,
right.
It's only a half step away from AB InBev. This is not.
Well, yeah, there's no...
This is not even like Heineken or Duval or anything like that. This is like right there with Coors, Budweiser.
And even if they're not, they can be bought out instantly by any of those, you know.
So, yeah, that was... I mean, I was the one to post the 6 point that you're referencing.
Oh, I'm trying to save you, bro.
So I had gone on the Beer Advocate... And they had a thread about it, and that's where the beer nerds get the most passionate. And 6 Point themselves had gone on there, and they were trying to shed the light that they thought it smelled funny because this Constellation where they own, it's like they own either like the names or the recipes of the Modelo group.
The importing rights.
Importing rights, and they actually brew the beer, but AB InBev owns the name. And so like they're like somehow there's a tie there, and they're like, so it's, and you know, that's where the past have gotten the past buyouts or mergers have gotten blurry, is because yes, it was like Heineken bought this, Duvel bought that, and places like Founders, it was unknown marketing firm invested in this, and
right.
So then this Constellation Group is turning, looking more and more like a big, big beer, and people are starting to get freaked out about that. And
it, this more than any of them now, I mean, this is just as a lead up to this, it's like made me really think about how the, it's sort of becoming so common now that I feels like that we're getting too used to it and not getting pissed off enough about it, whether or not we should be getting pissed off, I don't know, but where people are not, the percentage, it seems like Mike, the beer geek that's all about a craft brewer, mm-hmm. being craft and staying small and local, or just being true to themselves, true to the person they were when they started the brewery, that like that percentage of people are getting smaller. Like I'm, feels like I'm getting in smaller. It's not the uproar of craft beer geek uproar is, seems to be getting less. The pool's getting more shallow now. Like the big beer seems like right, for the first time, I feel like is infiltrating craft beer to the point of we're now we're getting more desensitized to it. Like now we're, there's more feeling of, who cares? This beer, beer is beer. Is the beer still good? Okay. I don't care. And that mentality is getting bigger, that it's not.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that like we've crossed a line where it's, we're not going to come back from that anymore. Like,
well, yeah, because if Ballast Point isn't safe, then nobody's safe. I mean, Ballast Point puts out a serious product. You know, you think, oh man, nobody's going to touch that one. You know,
mm-hmm.
that Ballast Point was probably as crazy as saying Russian River is going to be bought out up until this point. Like, is that too bold of a statement? Like, is that too much to say?
Yeah. Well,
you know, they were a serious player. They weren't having financial trouble as far as they've led on to the public.
And they were just, we just talked about how they were being on the stock exchange. And
yeah.
So, yeah. That
doesn't make sense how they do that right before this. It didn't.
So that was another speculation was, I mean, they plan to go IPO, and that would have brought them up from $150 million to just under $400 million. So this $1 billion offers three times what they would have been worth with an IPO. So some people say they were going to go the first route, something snagged, they panicked, it couldn't happen. They accepted, you know, the next offer they had. Some people are thinking that, well, you know, they just kind of said, oh, well, that's a shit ton more money than we ever would have made. And
no, that's understandable. I mean, who's going to throw $1 million at you tomorrow?
Yeah, no,
not,
nobody.
Not too often that's going to happen.
I understand that, why they would take the money, but
my point is, it's weird that you would announce an IPO if you had no intention to use it. Just that was to scare any last minute offers to up their sum. So, I mean,
well, yeah, either they had plans to sell out, and that was their way of upping their number.
That's what would be most concerning to me, is if that was their tactic, was they just said, oh, you only want to give us, you don't want to give us a full bill? Well, we'll just go with this other route, which is nowhere near what you're offering us, until you come back with a better counter offer. That mm-hmm. that's what would be sit with me uneasy.
I wonder if the Lagunitas deal kind of put a bitter taste in their mouth. Like they're like, screw that. If Lagunitas is worth $500,000, we'll take the full.
Billion.
Yeah.
Half a billion.
What's weird is I think I read that Ballast Point makes this year is going to make $115 million, and so
revenue.
Yeah. So $115 million revenue
mm-hmm.
a year, and then they Constellation buys them for $1 billion. It's going to be a while before they make their money back. I'm not smart in the business thing, but math or nothing. But seems like
so
it's going to be take a little bit.
So that's kind of what they loosely covered was this Constellation will acquire everything, acquire their debt, it'll acquire their assets, uh-huh. it'll acquire their revenue, kind of all these things. So it's probably if you added up what they owned, what they're building, you know, what they're worth and what profit they're making, it could add up to $500 million, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got the craft alcohol.
They got the, yeah, they're spirits too.
They have the spirits.
It's either that or it's a lost leader. It's like, oh, you want the Ballast Point in your store? Then you got to buy Corona, Modelo. You got to buy six other beers before you even get Sculpin in your tap selection. And
they are building the other brewery. It did announce, I saw on their social media, they're like, the trucks are headed your way to, I think, Michigan, the place where they're building. So, I mean, you know, building that brewery alone is going to be at least a couple of million, you know, a couple of million.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go. You doubled the 115. So you're already at, you know, 230, 240. That's mm-hmm. getting closer to making that billion back.
I guess, obviously they're going to make their money back. They know what they're doing. So,
yeah.
But I'm just worried more about how we're just going to be. I always think in terms of when I go to a store or when mm-hmm. I'm at a restaurant, because this is when I have to make the decisions. I'm like, do I buy this beer? Do I stay true and not buy this beer? Or do I just like, fuck it, I need a beer.
Yeah.
Lagunitas makes a good beer. Ballast Point makes a good beer.
Right.
I'm just going to go buy it. But like, if I'm in a restaurant and now I'm faced with a bunch of crafty taps
mm-hmm.
and it just feels like that's going to be more prevalent. Like as hot beer. As craft beer is,
uh-huh.
they're buying all the hot beer. And so I'm going to go into what we like to reference Red Robin. I'm going to go into Red Robin.
Ballast Point would now be in Red Robin.
There's going to be Ballast Point. There's going to be Lagunitas. And now I'm going to be like,
still no Elysian.
Man, I really want to have a beer, but like, this is sort of crafty. And what's funny is like, each buyout, I soften towards Boston Brew. Like
that Rebel IPA. I'm starting to
become more and more of a Sam Adams. Like Sam Adams looks less and less dorky now, and looks more and more cool by the purchase. So I'm like, maybe I'm gonna have to think about this Rebel IPA, man. I don't know, but
it's your one friend. It's your cousin Eddie going, dude. Maybe you should just lower your standards. He's like touching you on the arm. Like, yep. She's not that ugly. You should just lower your standards.
Yep. I'm going to have to become a Boston Lager guy, apparently. I don't know.
There you go.
And what's weird is I saw this week.
Your mustache is not significant enough to drink Boston Lager.
Yeah, I got to be cooler than that. This week I saw that he, Jim Koch, was sold like $2.5 million worth of his shares. The company, and that Boston Beer Company has been underperforming. Their stock has been underperforming more than the average underperforming stock is going. Like and especially in the past like 3 months, it's been going just steadily declining.
So you think that's what scared Ballast Point?
I don't know. You think they're just
getting into this IPO deal and looking at the only other craft beer IPO traded?
Yeah, is doing poorly.
Yeah, you think. I don't know. I wonder if they saw that and said, well, shit, this, it's tanking on them.
Maybe. Why,
what chance do we have?
There's so much to this, but...
Yeah.
I had quite the battle.
oh, did you?
Blame anyone on Twitter that had any problems with our... look back on Tuesday's Twitter feed. Would have been the 17th of November. Any problems with our tweets, you can direct them to me. They weren't Nick or Matt. I basically had this battle with the Boulevard guy, a guy from Boulevard Brewing, Jeremy Danner, and and the Thirsty Winch, who I think does some beer blogging.
Yeah.
So they went after me or went after Pervert Poor, but it was me. And, I basically had a half a day long, like, Twitter beef about Ballast Point. So, or basically went into craft beer, and it just made me realize how everybody has like their different definition of what craft beer is.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the Jeremy guy seems to think that, well, his point is like, there is no craft beer. Craft beer is not a thing. Like, that's not even a term. Like
yeah, you made it up.
Yeah. Like
you self-righteous hipster.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you take the time to make beer with hands, it's considered craft. It's crafting an ale.
Funny, that's what we thought. Yeah.
That's what we thought.
But, I mean, that's just the point he was driving. He's like, it doesn't matter who signs your paycheck. It's if people are making beer, it's craft, is kind of what he was saying. Craft is, you know, like a... Craft as in you go to a Michael's store and you're crafting things, not craft.
So there's
as in,
a glue gun involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
<you're saying. laughs>
Craft, not as in, you know, people wearing flannel and like a secret society is he's not saying.
Mm-hmm. Where's this brewery?
Well, that's the thing I think some people don't get is like there's the movement of it, the community of it, they don't understand that a person like Jeremy doesn't understand that there is a culture around craft beer.
Yeah.
It's not just simply a title of something like technically such and such barrels are craft beer. And when you go over those barrels, it's no longer craft beer. That's just too simple of a term. There is a person that starts a home brewer that's like, I wish I could get paid to brew this beer. This is damn good. And he starts a brewery. And people start liking it and supporting it, and then before you know it, he's making a living as a making beer, and everybody likes it. That kind of punk rock culture around that, and I realize today that there's a huge group of people that don't understand that aspect of it, yeah. And it's you can't explain that. You just get it or you don't get it, and. Trying to explain that to somebody that doesn't get get punk rock, like, how do you explain that to them?
Can't get that because he works for a brewery that is owned by major beer.
Right.
So, you know, he has
that's to. Owned, Boulevard is owned by Duvall.
Yeah.
Or so. I don't know what their deal is. I don't know if Duvall owns them outright or if, like, Duvall is an investor in Boulevard. I don't know.
Major investor. I don't know.
The owner basically wanted to retire, so he sold it to Duvall. And that one had an uproar of it didn't go quite right in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But then it did expand to markets like Fresno, and people did drink it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is decent beer.
Yeah, it's never an issue about quality. You know, quality beer is always going to stand on its own two legs. If you have a quality product, doesn't matter whether you're craft or big or whatever.
Yeah. And
it's not an issue of quality. You know, the ones who are craft beer and suck, they ain't going to make it.
No.
That's not what we're arguing.
We don't support that. We know there's a brewer in town that everybody shuns.
Yeah,
all the beer geeks shun. They're small little indie craft brewer.
You could not get any smaller with one guy.
Yeah, and we all shun him because people don't like his beer and his attitude. So
But he's, to be honest, he's also been offered help and still produces what he produces. You know,
exactly.
It's not like we're just turning him down.
Yeah. We're not
off of one. Instance.
Yeah, just it's because the beer is bad.
It's a continually
people have tried to thing. Tried to help him, and he refusing.
Right.
So the point of like, there just because somebody's craft beer doesn't mean we all get behind it and yeah. it's good craft beer. And we don't, and we understand that Ballast Point's still going to make quality beer. Lagunitas is still going to yeah. make quality beer. And Boulevard still makes quality beer. It doesn't, I don't think anybody's, there's like a lot of people that in his feed are like, I don't get people that think they're going to make crappy beer. And like, nobody's saying they're going to make crappy
that's
beer.
That's not the point.
People's 9 times out of 10 think that they're just going to, like they've been, for some reason, all these breweries use the best quality product in the world when a lot of times breweries use the best quality product they can afford.
Yeah.
Right.
And they think now that they're owned by these big companies, they're going to be forced to use far worse quality products to make the same beer, which it could be different. I mean, they could afford better, you know, quality products or organic stuff or non-modified things.
Oh, yeah.
But it could make the beer taste different, which could upset people. It could go either way. They could use shittier products, have worse beer. They could use the same products, have worse beer. Or they could use better products and have worse beer. That would be where the quality...
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, that's the thing.
No, right, yeah. Anytime you change it, it's not... Well, when you change it to what it's not what people are used to.
Yeah.
You know, Sculpin tastes like it does probably because... of where it came from.
Yeah.
And yeah, you may get the top shelf stuff now, and guess what? It's not going to taste like the ditch water bathtub gin that it was when it started.
Just like that's where people start pointing to Green Flash and Alpine. Yeah. They say there is noticeable differences between the two, and they don't know which one's better.
Yeah, someone that's done a great job trying to minimize any of that.
Yeah.
That's a great example of a buyout that has gone right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that's in my whole thought process about all this is I do feel that product of quality will stay the same. I do feel good for these people that have been in the industry for 20 years and they're getting older and they want to success. You know, not a lot of people want to just take their company with them into the ground. They want to keep it going past them. So, I mean, you have to respect them for their opinion.
Yeah.
For that. And, so, I mean, who's buying them will always be controversial, but I mean, we have to remember that there's some things that people aren't upset about, like founders, some random investment company bought a percentage of them. By the craft beer rules, they're still considered craft beer, but because it seems like they're not in the beer industry, that they won't be forced to do anything that they don't have to. So people are not as uneasy about that. Same thing like Anchor. There's a lot of people in this room or outside of this room that drink Anchor
There's
Brewing.
People outside.
And people seem to forget they're bought by Sky Vodka, you know, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they still put out good product. They still have the same, you know, they still have Bob the Brewer's, you know, blog every week. And they still have good Christmas ales and we still purchase stuff. But that was so before the curve of 2015.
And this whole thing too today, like this is just a lot of different realizations for me. Like it's not anymore. It's not. There's just so much happening anymore. There's not a definitive like bad, good, bad, good. Everything is nuanced now, and there's just subtle things that make things push things over. Like the Lagunitas thing. If he would have never been totally trashing other people that sold out.
So if he didn't Lars the situation,
yeah, then I probably wouldn't have cared that much. I was like, oh, it's still 50% craft beer, I guess. Yeah. But like being as he was such a dick before, and then like, dude, you're doing all the stuff you're saying everyone else is a dick about. You just did,
yeah,
jackass. So like that for that me, then that's like, all right, over.
Over.
Lagunitas is over.
So over.
And then, so there's just little things that, like the, you're saying the Anchor thing, like Sky Vodka, like, I kind of, like, Sky, do I care? Like, I don't, for me, I think Sky Vodka probably is not going to give them input on what they're doing brewery-wise. But, so that's sort of the divining line for me. Like, they're not beer, they're alcohol people, but they're not beer people. So they're not going to go around walk around Anchor and go, you know, you could probably use some, if you use these hops, it probably could be a little better.
You know, we need a 30-day fresh IPA.
Yeah, I just don't think they're going to do that. I think they're just going to leave them alone. So then I'm like, I don't care. So there's, it's subtle. It's probably, I mean, it doesn't make much sense, and I'm probably contradictory at times, but it's deal to deal now. It's like brewery to brewery now. What's what are the subtle differences that I can hate on or be okay with or make okay with? Because damn it, I want to make this okay. I like Sculpin. I like grapefruit Sculpin. I like a lot of things Ballast Point does. It's going to be very tough to boycott Ballast Point.
I think that's the scariest part of this is they finally found a brewery that can knock those other taps off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ballast Point can do it. Before, it's like Elysian, no big deal.
Yeah.
Lagunitas, that's cool. You know, we still got Oscar Blues and we still got Sierra Nevada and whatever. There's always these situational beers, but Ballast Point is like a holy shit, like what am I going to do now? Because Sculpin's a serious fucking IPA.
Yep.
You know, what are you going to get to replace that in the craft world?
It's an instant classic IPA Hall of Famer, and even though it's not been around that long, it's already a Hall of Fame IPA.
But it doesn't stop there. They have Victory at Sea, and they have Tongue Buckler, and they have these great, you know, they don't just stop at their IPA
catalog. Yeah.
Ballast Point has a serious lineup that is now going to be used as a tool.
40 beers.
That's what sucks, is they're going to be used as a tool, a marketing tool. And it's not Ballast Point's fault. It's Constellation. You know, they didn't buy them because they make great beer. They bought them because, we got bargaining power, motherfuckers, against you hipster wannabes, you know? That's what sucks, is they're just being used as a tool.
Yeah, I'm just...
That's where my beef is with it. You know, and they're not going to stop there. And if you could promise me there's no malicious intent behind buying these craft breweries, you know, because now AB InBev is going to look to the next who's better than Ballast Point. You know, who can we buy that's better than Ballast Point to get that bargaining chip? To get more crafty beers in the door.
If I mean, you're talking about one of the five things that Macro Beer is trying to do, which there is a list and there's a theory about this.
Oh yes, there's a big.
But I feel that even if they, with all the different beer mergers that are happening with bigger companies that do have shelf space, whether it's by distributor or by who they're owned, I still feel that there could be an influx of who we see on the shelves and who we see cut back on the shelves, as well as I can see, or I mean shelves or taps, sorry, whichever you want to consider it. I can still see that corporations or people that are in charge of beer decisions could then in turn better educate themselves and not use, you know, who's trying to sell you the beer, what they should bring in. They could then turn to the public market to research their own, you know. Say they don't drink craft beer or they don't know about craft beer. They could then turn to the public forums and look at those ratings and see if that's what they should bring into their store, or their restaurant, whatever. And
yeah, but if you go to the distributor and I go, hey, I'd like Ballast Point. And it goes, oh, well, you know, if you want Ballast Point, you know, you got to buy.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, say you own Nick's grocery store and you didn't really know much about craft beer and XYZ came to you and said, no, you should buy beers A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
And you were hesitant about it. And you said, well, I know about this great application on there, they're saying I should buy, you know, E, F, and G. You're telling me to buy A, B, and C, but this general market, which is the public, are saying that I shouldn't buy those beers. I should buy these. I'm saying that market buyers and people can better educate themselves what they should bring in.
Right, but how are they going to get it if the distributor is majorly influenced by a company?
Yes, and that's if that, like, okay, so the best way I could put it is society.
Mm-hmm.
You live close enough to society.
But we don't. There it is right there. We're in Fresno. We don't live close enough to society.
Okay.
Unless I physically go
House
down
of Pendragon. If you want to put House of Pendragon.
All right.
If you want to put House of Pendragon on in your bar, it doesn't matter that I mean, they're not through a distributor.
Right, exactly.
So this whole ballast point thing doesn't matter because people are saying House of Pendragon beer is good, but Ballast Point's good. But you can research that and say, oh, well, they're not with the distributor. This distributor is trying to sell me Ballast Point. That's the education you as a shop owner can have,
right,
as well as people in San Diego. They can go, well, this distributor is now saying I have to order 50 labels of Ballast Point to get, say, the same distributor at Modern Times. But the same reason they can go, well, people really love the Society Brewing, and Society will bring it to me themselves. People can better educate themselves.
Oh, yeah, and that's a total great grassroots way to do it, you know, is to circumvent the corporate bullshit. Go local yourself. But when people come in asking for Ballast Point, we want Ballast Point. Well, okay, let me try and get Ballast Point. And you find out, oh, shit, now I got to put on Shock Top and Blue Moon. And I know those are two totally different companies, but whatever Corona. The portfolio is, yeah, you got to get Corona, Modelo, and Dos Equis on your bar to get one Ballast Point. That's where it sucks. And, yeah, you know, I get it. I understand what you're saying. You can go self-source all your beer. You know, I could be probably make an okay living just selling Tioga and House of Pendragon and Southgate at my bar alone. But you know there's going to come a point where people are going to start asking you for stuff and you got to go to one of these guys to get it.
Yeah. Well, I still think independent people can better educate themselves on what they could bring in, and they'll have enough education to work around it, as well as corporations, you know, like that own massive franchises as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like they could go to individual stores and just say, hey, in order to get this, you know, they would in terms have to go up the chain to get things approved. So, I mean, I still feel that companies and individuals will better educate themselves if we do see a flood of bad beer shelving, if we can call it something.
I'm just worried. I'm just too in the minority again. I'm just seeing that on Twitter today, like how really nobody backed me. It was only 3BZine was the only one, only help I had. Yeah. Everyone else was just like, I don't get these beer geeks. Ooh, beer is beer, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh shit. Like coming from our little bubble of beer geek bubble, and then going a little bit outside of it and seeing like most people are just like, fuck it, it's beer. And I'm like, wow, maybe we're not so craft beer is taking bigger shares. That's why all these big beer are buying them. But so it just feels like when this is the dust settles, they're going to have all these breweries and everyone's just going to, the line is going to be even blurrier. And people are just going to be like, screw it. I'll have a Ballast Point. I'll have Lagunitas. I don't give a crap where it's made from. And like craft beer, the artisan craft indie beer is going to be pulled back into the corner again.
Like, yeah, you'll be back to
the bubble. That's the bubble. Everyone's talking about the bubbles. When's the bubble going to burst? That's the bubble. Mm-hmm. The bubble is that big beer is buying up all the good, huge craft beer. And it's going to be regulated to back in the corner again. That's how the bubble's going to burst. Not because people aren't buying good beer. It's because half the good beer is going to be owned by big beer. I don't know. If I was more eloquent, I could really word it better. I'm not.
Words with the
word. I want to get to drinking more beer.
Yeah, I still feel that people will better educate themselves. I feel with, you know, in the past, it didn't have to be disclosed who owned who or anything on labels. And even if we were to see an influx of beer companies buying beer companies to withstand the test of time, I still feel that the independent people will still win.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
But I don't think from a complete outside perspective we can trust or predict who's going to be next. It could be anybody, it seems.
Yeah, it is. I think Russian River, safe.
Safe.
Everybody else, not safe.
Yeah. Maybe Cernovac.
Society.
Society, probably safe.
Sierra. It's funny how Sierra just kind of... maybe they're just so quiet nowadays. Doesn't it seem like Sierra's just super quiet about like all the things that are happening?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I know Ken doesn't. I mean, he just does most of his stuff, but I mean, he does have his son to kind of take over the business. His son's already running
okay,
the brewery.
Okay, so he
back
doesn't.
East.
Yeah.
So I mean,
he
that
has the
just
family
seemed,
has is in place to keep it going.
That so. Kind of just seemed what it was that a lot of these other places don't have kids to kind of pass it on to, and so they were kind of just like, well, who's going to run it beyond me? You know. Or I'm tired of doing that, or whatever their reasoning.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems like Ken is just kind of like, I'm going to do what I do while I can, and then here you go.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. See what happens. We'll keep doing what we're doing. Well, we got voicemails, which I'm sure there's going to be Ballast Point related stuff. But before that, we need a new beer.
New beer.
I love gold.
New beer. This one's from our friends Beer with Friends podcast, Pipeworks Brewing. This one's been waiting. Because it's a kick-ass can. Ninja vs. Unicorn Double IPA from Pipeworks Brewing.
Nice.
It's got a pissed off badass unicorn with a blade in its mouth, facing off against a ninja. On the can. So awesome can art. There you go. That's the real beer. That's not a drop. Bearded Brewer. There you go.
What?
Huh? Going around the table now. Voicemails 559-492-0542. That is our voicemail line. We like you to call us and tell us about things going on in your neck of the woods, craft beer wise, what you're thinking, what you're drinking.
Oh, nice.
All these things you can tell us about. And like this person did.
We are the world. We are the children.
Wow.
We are the ones who make a better day. Let's start giving. There's a choice.
All right, we're going. I'm just going to listen.
We're saving our own lives.
It's not bad.
Make a brighter day. Just you and me. Yeah, beer.
Yes. The only way to end those voicemail like that.
We also like drunk calls that just don't mean anything.
Was that Elvis kind of sound like Elvis at the end of it?
Is Elvis still alive? Elvis listens to the Perfect Four? What do you... So now this Ninja vs. Unicorn is around the table.
Mm-hmm. Dry and piney.
It is piney. I like it.
What was the last one we had from them? It was... Just the unicorn on the cover.
Yeah, with the mango.
Yeah.
That was damn good.
Sherbet.
It's Sherbet, yeah.
Sherbet, man.
I'm going to go Sherbet was a little bit better than this.
Yeah,
this
I would say that too, but this is still pretty
shockingly
tasty.
not an East Coast IPA.
Nope. So the front three quarters of my palate screwed up, but the back part still getting it.
Back part's digging it.
It's quite tasty.
Quite tasty. Pipeworks.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Yes?
This is Reg.
Oh,
no
Reggie.
Way.
Yep.
Reggie out.
3 years of having people buy you beer.
Oh, yeah.
You drink the beer.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And you have people listen to you drink the beer.
Yep. Yep.
Genius!
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 God, we're smart.
Happy birthday, Perfect Four. Cheers.
Thanks, Reg.
Shit, it's our own birthday.
Reg 559. Yeah, by the way, we've been podcasting for 3 years.
I'm so smart. SMRT.
We didn't do an anniversary show this year, apparently.
So it's not.
Hey, welcome to our anniversary show.
So welcome.
Ballast Point is the devil.
So it's not that we've been like three sets of 365, but it's the third winter and the third number that we've been.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. We're in our fourth year of podcasting now.
That's right.
Huh.
Take that.
Thanks, Reggie. Reggie, who has given us several beers for the show over the years. So thank you to Reg. And we'll do some more cheers later, I'm sure. More voicemails, though, right now.
Wow. Clever. Very clever.
Hey, guys. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's my dedication to Ballast Point.
Nice, Paul.
Another one bites the dust. Man, I tell you what, it's happening so often these days that I don't even know if it's good or bad anymore.
See, that's what I'm worried about.
I guess I'm just glad that...
We're getting desensitized.
In Lagunitas, there is a rush river.
But is he in the shower?
Yeah. That could be dangerous with a stereo in the shower.
Phone and a stereo and a beer in the shower.
The stereo is obviously on his shoulder.
Yeah, I can see the boombox on his shoulder.
I can hear the silver on that boombox.
Oh, and we know Paul.
Dale Smith now has their IPA out in six packs. And got
I saw that.
All my wish lists.
They need to do the X in six packs.
Wonder if you guys have any wish lists. The top of my list right now would be Knee Deep Citra Pale.
Mm-hmm.
If that one was in six packs, I'd be buying that one all the time.
Excellent choice.
Anyway, that's enough. I will live with this.
Some serious production went into that voicemail.
Wow. Thank you, Paul. Yeah, I see that L. Smith is in town with the six packs, the Nut Brown,
nice,
and the IPA. I don't know that there's any more. No, that's what I'm disappointed about. I want the X.
Damn you.
Their X pale, their pale is better than the IPA. Sorry, it just is.
Yeah.
And that's what I was like, oh, come on, I want the X. Well, that is interesting. Now there's so many beers that are in bombers that aren't in six packs. Like, yeah, well, I'm trying to think of what realistically what beer that's just in bombers that I want to see in a six pack.
Cocomole from New Belgium.
Oh, Cocomole. You'd like to have a sixer of that, huh?
That would be a sweet sixer.
Beer to Brew, do you have one you want to see in a sixer? That's not a beer you want to see in a six pack.
Blazing World. I mean,
not right at this moment.
Yeah, that doesn't exist in a six pack. You want to see in a six pack?
Some Kern fucking River.
Oh, nice pull. Like just an outstanding IPA,
The J O as they call it.
Whatever the fuck you want to give me in a six pack, it could be a mixed six pack. I drink it.
Wow, ooh. Just a mix six.
Yes.
Ooh, mix six.
Mix six.
That's what we got to think of. Your dream mix six. How about just a six pack of Pliny?
Damn.
Let's just put a carrier around the bottles. Charge $1 more.
But no, you know, in only six pack bottles. Whatever. Is that 12 ounce? Whatever. Standard six-pack bottle.
Well, okay. So I don't, because we don't get much Great Divide, I don't know if they have the special Yetis in six-packs or four-packs.
I have never seen Great Divide in six-packs. You're right.
Six-packs or four-packs. I mean, I know Sierra Nevada with a lot of their bigger beers, sometimes they'll release them in a four-pack in 12-ounce form.
Narwhal.
Bigfoot, narwhal.
Bigfoot.
Hophead or
Hoptimum. Hoptimum, there you go.
Hip Hop Anonymous.
Hip Hop Anonymous.
My rhymes are bottomless.
All right. More voicemails.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm driving.
Scotty B.
I just got in my car to drive around the block so I can leave you a voice. I was in for
yes.
the night and everything.
Dedication.
And I saw Mikey left a thing on the Facebook saying you better get your voicemails in while you can.
Yep.
Recording soon.
Honey, I got to go drive around the block. What's going on? I got to leave a voicemail.
Dave Renteria.
Dave Renteria.
We called it. We both knew that Ellis Point was going to be the next one to bite the dust. We knew it.
Another one.
How'd you know it?
But you know what? That was kind of easy to call. You know why?
Why? Why, Scotty?
I don't know why.
Why?
$16 six pack.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, yeah, it's not a good beer, but it'll make that good a beer. Fucking great.
We paid it when Sculpin came to town. We paid that shit.
Suckers.
You should have seen that a mile away. They're all about the money, which, and that's fine. You want to be all about the money. That's cool. But you're not a craftsman anymore.
Yeah.
You're a corporate man.
Thank you, Scotty.
You're owned by a corporation now. So you're not craft beer. You have no street cred. You can't smoke behind the gym with the cool kids anymore.
Nope.
Damn.
Nope. Get out of here, Narc.
Like Budweiser. Okay? Or Modelo or Corona or whatever the hell else that Constellation shit owns.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, me and Dave Ritchie called it. We knew Ballast Point was the next one to go. So, who do you think is going to be next? Because it ain't stopping at Ballast Point. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So, that's what I'm asking you. Who do you think will be the next one to sell out?
With me, oh,
yeah. Great work. I'm driving.
That's awesome. That Scotty's just went driving for the purpose of leaving a voicemail.
I just hope he didn't get lost.
Like, Scotty, are you okay?
Where am I?
He's like, I can't use my GPS on the phone. I'm using it to call the perfect bore. I'm glad to see. I saw Scotty B's comments on our Facebook group too. Like, mirroring what I would be thinking, so I'm glad at least Scotty B's right there.
Yeah,
I mean, it is like that is. I know it's not a big deal to the beer the people that own the brewery, but to me it is. Like, street cred is a fucking big deal as far as I'm concerned, and especially in craft beer and music, craft beer, these kind of things, and you don't get to be a craft brewer anymore. I mean, you're a millionaire now, so now you don't get to be a craft brewer.
Right.
You don't get to be called craft beer. Like,
you're just beer.
I've never seen the official craft beer, you know, association really make statements about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's probably why it's so convoluted, because nobody has ever set
nobody a definitive they line. They're not like out there going like, yep, Lagunitas is not a craft brewer anymore. Yep, Ballast Point, not a craft brewer. We have spoken. They're just not even, doesn't seem like they even comment on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all so upsetting. Scotty B. But do we kind of said before, like, we don't really even know who's next. Who the hell knows?
Stone.
No, that's another one that can't be, because they already figured their shit out how to do it without corporate involvement. Sierra figured it out. New Belgium figured it out. So it's possible. They're showing there's way. I know it's not, you know, it's not the same for everybody.
Oscar Blues has figured it out.
Oscar Blues, are they employee-owned? What
They're
did they do?
Employee-owned, yeah.
Okay. See, like, you can do it. There's other ways. You don't have to be a bazillionaire. You don't have to be in every state.
Right.
You don't. Can you just make a million? Ballast Point made $115 million. That's not good enough. Like, no.
No.
We got to do more.
Need more money.
Need more. You made $150 million. Can you just be happy?
They're
can
drinking you just, money like it's.
You
plain.
Can't just be happy with that. I don't. That's what I don't understand. All right, one more voicemail for us before we...
Hey, guys. Greg from SD Beer Talk.
Greg!
Wanted to call on two things. Well, of course, you know, the big news happened on Monday.
There's news?
Very, very sad. You can hear about it on our episode that we posted.
I am looking forward to that.
Tonight. But, yeah, this one hurts a lot more than the last one, the St. Archer, because... They've been around for a very long time. They're one of the core brands of San Diego, sometimes maybe even the brand of San Diego, depending on who you talk to. And this one hurts a lot. You know, me and Brian are still sticking with our only spend money towards craft beer. And once the sale goes through with Ballast Point, they're no longer craft beer. So I bought my last homework series number 5 or number 6 tonight. Mm-hmm. Mainly due to your recommendation on the show. Yeah, that's my last purchase for Ballast Point going forward. On a good note, we met up with Kelly from Who's Craft over at Modern Times. She went to the Goals, San Diego Goals game last weekend.
Nice.
And so I met up with her on Modern Times. Tom from Hoptology SD and 3BZine actually ended up walking in also. So we had a nice little...
Dang, all the cool people go to the Goals game.
Everybody been on.
Down at Modern Times. And they had Black House on Nitro. So,
you know, so, had it.
Last
had season, it.
None shall pass. Bye, guys.
Ooh, thank you, Greg. SD Beer Talk. I cannot wait for 3BZine to hear what 3BZine says and what SD Beer Talk says about Ballast Point, the two San Diego podcasts. But none shall pass. What style is that? Man. Is it a Belgian?
Hoppy Pilsner.
Hoppy Pilsner? Okay.
All right.
Hoppy Pilsner.
I was going to go hoppy. I was going to go double IPA.
None shall pass. A double hoppy Pilsner?
Double hoppy Pilsner. Imperial hoppy Pilsner.
Imperial hoppy Pilsner.
Because, you know,
none Imperial. Shall pass.
It's like a punch to the face.
Yes. It's got to be a big beer. Yeah. Wow. I like it. See, this Ballast Point one is tough, dude.
Yeah. See, it's not just you, Mikey.
It's not.
You
guys, tough.
Friends.
Yep. We got friends. There's a small group of it. That group just seems smaller. That's why I'm melancholy about it. This group's smaller than I thought it would be.
And unrelated question, Paul, we kind of want to know the square footage of your shower.
Paul, it seems like Paul has a huge-ass shower.
Because if you have boombox capabilities, a cell phone holder that's dry, and room for a beer, that's some square footage.
He might have one of those 80s showers that are, like, open throughout the whole bathroom. Now, I remember this was probably around 70, I guess maybe be a 70 shower then. It was like 79, 80, and we had a bathroom we rented a house, and the master bathroom had a sunken shower that didn't have any walls on it, didn't have any shower doors. It was just a big sunken shower within the bathroom itself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there are no shower doors. Right. So you just drop down. And this big ass, the shower was in the bathroom. There were no walls, no anything. So that's what I'm imagining.
No,
he's
privacy
in.
Is what you're saying.
I mean, yeah, you had the door, you could close the door, but like if anyone wanted to come in the bathroom too, like there's no, they saw everything. I'm naked in here. So that's what I'm imagining the shower he's in.
What was that?
It happens.
That was moist. It was 559-920-542. New beer entering the table. The bearded brewer is having problems breathing.
Can't breathe.
Wait, I thought maybe I just might have saw a last second voicemail come in here. Hold on to your ass hats. Hold on to your butts. No, I think we're okay. Yes, a new beer is entering the table. And gersh darn it.
I love another.
Yeah, come on. You're educated now.
I love gold.
You heard. That was Modern Times. I'm dropping the glass. It's getting that crazy.
I can sniff it through the microphone.
Whoa. Got a little on me. And that is a terrible pour. There's a lot of head, but I'll deal with it. Well, Modern Times Loma Land Bright Rustic Saison.
Have you ever had this one?
I don't know that I have. I'll have to consult Untappd to see if I have.
It is a beautiful beer, but this is their one beer where it just tastes how it should style-wise.
It tastes like a Saison?
It tastes like a straight-up Saison. There's no fancy stuff. It's not a overly hopped or anything.
Oh,
just,
I have not had this beer.
It is just straight-up Saison. if you wanted to know what, to me, it, what BJCP describes as a Saison, it's this beer.
Hmm. I got this again at Cost Plus World Market. Nick?
No way, bro.
For yourself?
Some beer.
A Loma Land?
Oh, I'm guessing I got to use my big glass.
Use the big glass.
Hmm. To me, straight up. Brother probably won't like this.
Straight Saison.
Straight?
Yeah, use the wrist. Cock your wrist.
Cock your wrist, like, feller.
You're doing this. I see you're doing the very very technical, like, I'm going to drink it like this.
I'm going to drink it. Elbows up.
Elbows up. Elbows up, bros.
Big old whiff. The yummy yum, as they call it, at the brig. What wow. If what if Modern Times is being served at the brig right now and we don't know?
They just don't advertise. They're the only ones in town that modern
time. They advertise it in the urinals.
They're just like, oh, yeah, we've had that.
What am I peeing on? Modern Times? What the hell is
that? Yeah, it's beer. Beer is beer, isn't it?
Some angry truck driver. God, all you got's Modern Times. Fine.
All you got's the Modern Times. Oh, whatever. I'll have it.
Don't
I wish
you
had
make any normal beers?
Don't you got any normal beers like Ballast Point?
Yeah, where's that light lager at Ballast Point?
Where's that IPA? Phantom.
Phantom.
Give me one of them Phantoms.
A little banana-y, but not bad.
Oh, it is. There's banana.
That's why I knew he wouldn't be on the fence.
He's like, I don't know about this. Not, there's a banana.
Not bad in Modern Times.
All right. Been caught drinking.
Beer.
You've been caught drinking beer?
Yes, that's correct.
What kind of beer? Anything interesting you guys have been caught drinking this past week?
It tastes like beer, so I'm going to go with it's beer.
Oh, well, that's good. So Nick's done. So, Bearded Brewer, what have you been caught drinking?
I've had a dry week.
Ah!
This is the first drop of beer I've had since our last podcast. I did kind of find a couple looking out for us, so okay. I'm not fully useless
right.
for this.
All right.
Completely useless.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Nick, do you have anything more intricate than just beer?
I do have real beers. Untapped is buffering.
Buffering.
So, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow.
Are you being serious right now?
We want to
know. Untapped! Over!
Over, untapped. It's so over.
Over!
This guy's untapping?
This guy's untapping? Oh, my God. Over.
So, nothing... Well, nothing new, you know, had it. Some Founders Breakfast style.
Nothing about it. Did you get a six pack?
Wish. It was a four pack.
What, are they selling those four packs? I thought I've seen them just in six packs. Are they in four packs? And I'm just looking at the side thinking it's a six pack, but yeah, in reality it's a four pack.
I think it's really just a four pack.
Oh, okay.
It costs as much as a six
pack. Yeah, that's what throwing it out there. Usually like $13 or something like that.
Yeah, wasn't that KBS? Isn't it $6 a bottle? Isn't that what I'm seeing in the
pretty
four packs?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, KBS they're not cheap.
It's like a
Founders.
Baby Parabola.
God, if you left like Constellation by you, then maybe you could make them fucking cheaper. By you.
Oh.
That is curious how, like Scotty B was referencing too. Like, I wonder how much Ballast Point, like a six pack of Sculpin, will be afterwards.
Hey, that'd be a good day if it, you know, happy hour, $3 pints of Sculpin.
People are saying that with Constellation acquiring their debt as well, that it probably won't change pricing.
Damn it.
That's the rumor I kept
reading. See, what? I don't understand business. Like, what? They made $115 million, but they have debt. Okay.
I don't understand business.
Think of an average beer tank to purchase, ship, stand up, and ready to use could probably cost an average Lexus. So just imagine breweries buying Lexuses by the dealership fleet.
Yeah.
So that's would ball. That would be dead.
Do they have hot tubs?
There's no
the Lexus of hot tubes.
These are not limos. These are regular.
So don't forget that you have to buy stainless steel, copper, and liquids, which is expensive.
You mean Harbor Freight doesn't sell those?
Yeah, Harbor off? Freight's got a sale every weekend, bro.
20% off. Come
yeah,
on.
You, there's no
free flashlight with purchase.
There's... They just give you some steel and a blowtorch, bro. You can make all the fermenters you want.
Ooh, the home fermenter kit.
Yeah.
Even... Maybe get that at Hobby Lobby.
Even Riley's still makes.
Yeah, Riley's makes them. Knows how to make them.
Even though they make their own tanks. They're still stainless steel, they're still jacketed, and they still use copper. So even they, if they make them themselves, it's still the same.
Oh, what,
it's
metal, a precious thing or something?
What I'm saying is if you own a construction company, you could probably source some tools at Harbor Freight. If you own a brewery, chances are there's no Harbor Freight for a brewery.
I'll bet there is.
I would drink a Harbor Freight IPA.
Oh, yeah, I would. Yeah. I don't think Harbor Freight would have IPA, though.
Oh, are you like, saying they'd be like a...
They'd be out porters and
How
shit.
Come that's not actually a thing? How come Harbor Freight hasn't reached out to Gordon Biersch?
Yeah, if New Belgium can do a collab with Ben and Jerry's...
Buy...
Free with purchase.
Certainly somebody can collab with Harbor Freight.
Oh, but you buy a case of beer, get a free dolly.
Yeah.
Ooh, a pallet jack?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Give me a Big Joe?
Yeah.
Can I get a Big Joe?
Six-piece flathead screwdriver set.
With every purchase of six-pack.
That's the next wave.
Tool belt brown.
Ooh, I like it.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Is this really leather? It doesn't smell anything like leather.
Well, I too had an uneventful
Mikey,
week.
What have you been drinking?
Wait, wait, 1 second. I did have a Kook double IPA from
Kook.
Pizza Port.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And,
I guess.
And Track 7 in a can.
Oh, and Track 7.
Blah.
Blah.
Just kidding. It was awesome.
Just kidding. It was great. I had an old blindfold from Sierra Nevada.
Ooh.
You're old?
It was old. Yeah, it was from February.
It's okay. So old I can't even remember what blindfold was.
Yeah, the black IPA?
The black IPA, okay.
And a Buku, some Buku.
Ooh, there you go.
Six-pack of Buku. Been drinking on.
A whole six-pack at one time?
Yeah.
No
hot lady, huh? Wish. A Union Jack. And from Firestone. You know, Duvel's Firestone.
Mikey's not from France.
And a very old Fortunate Islands from modern times. And I discovered, I mean, it was like a three-month-old bottle.
Uh-huh.
It fell off like a son of a bitch. It was not good at all. And I had it at the brewery, like on tap. So obviously that was super fresh.
Hopefully.
And it was definitively different. And like what those, my first modern time experience that was not awesome, amazing.
Still drinkable, didn't pour it out?
No, I drank the whole fucking bottle.
but different. From
modern time, like we're fresh. In the modern times judging area.
Different when you were suckling on the tap.
Yes, from the actual teeth of the cow going, I think this is pretty fresh.
Ow.
So yeah, but yeah. That's...
I would agree, argue Blazing World also has that issue. I saved one Blazing World. I held it back until the next shipment came in at World Market.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I drank my old one first.
Oh, it's gone.
And the Blazing
Checking
World.
Checking the dates on these
modern
times. Much
better fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Do not sit on that beer.
Don't sit on modern times.
Yeah. Which I was shocked. I thought, this is going to stay. They know what they're doing.
Hey, yeah, it's modern time.
No, definitely.
Even so
I'm
modern
kinda
times.
I'm kind of worried about my Black House. Coffee porters now.
I've had Black House like week or two canned of, and I've had it later. And coffee from all coffee beers that I've had, they seem to settle.
Hmm.
And if you have chocolate flavors, those do seem to come up front.
Yeah.
But it also, I would say, varies on the coffee because I've had modern times Black House coffee.
Right.
Where it tastes like the beer, and as well as I've had modern times coffee where it tastes more like the chocolate notes, where it's tasted like the beer that's aged a little bit. So I've had it all different ways. The same thing
all
with
the ways.
Same thing with roasted coffee. They say don't wait.
Right.
Drink for. Or I mean,
if you're all about that coffee flavor,
yeah.
Then yeah, don't sit on coffee beers.
All about that beast.
Don't sit on hoppy beers or coffee beers if you like all the flavors to come out. Looking out. Any things you guys are looking out for? Bearded Brewer, what are you looking out for?
I seem to think that we've gotten some Atwater Brewing before. That's a Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
it feels like we've had at least one.
So I think that might have gotten shipped over.
Yeah.
I think we've had one before, and I think one got shipped to us. If I want to go as crazy to say that.
That's crazy, bro.
So, I mean, they're Michigan, not from Atwater, California.
Yeah. Whenever I hear Atwater, like, the Beastie Boys, the Beastie Boys had some sort of Atwater reference they always had. And I think it's some, obviously, it's some Brooklyn or New York thing, but like, it always would throw me off. I was like, whoa, the Beastie Boys are referencing Atwater. And that's not our Atwater. But
they have a vanilla Java porter. And if I could get one of my winter beers to head over this way, that's what I would like to see.
Vanilla Java porter.
And then I want to go. It was a label that caught my eye. And I know that there's physically probably no way that we'll ever try this beer, but I'm looking out for it. All the way from Australia.
Ooh, where's Mark Barb's at?
There's Mornington Brewing Company, and they have from Common Folk Coffee Roasters, they have Common Folk Brown, which its tagline is Living the Dream. But a coffee brown from Australia just sounds fucking delicious.
Mark Barb's looking at you.
Hey, we have Australian listeners, yeah. So...
Wonder if he's had it.
Maybe. It's possible. It's always doesn't hurt to put it out there.
Yeah.
I would like to hear. We've never had I don't think we've had a voicemail from anybody outside of North America. I don't think it's happened. I'd really like to hear that. 559-492-0542.
Or you could even
whatever the digits are, you got to put in. Yeah.
Or you could email us a soundbite.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Peter Brewer. We have one. We have one of those to play. I would have forgotten it otherwise. Tim Bros.
But yes, if it's not cheap or free to call us, you can record something and send it to Perfect Pour.
If you've got a smartphone, it can record audio. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com.
PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com.
Or you go to PerfectPourPod.com and just you can look at emails. They're also in our show notes, so you can click it.
Units.
Yeah, we might need a new beer here. Well, thank you for reminding me. Or no, first I want to hear. Was there any more looking out for you had?
Those are the two.
Okay, Nick.
Hello.
What are you looking out for?
Did you see this? I don't know if you saw this. You might have seen this.
I might have.
But did you see it?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of how many more times can I ask. Have you seen this? I don't know if you've seen this, but me, you might have
I think
saw
I
it.
Probably saw it, but yeah, go ahead.
So one Mr. Donnie Fox is drinking a beer.
Donnie Fox.
And he's drinking an El Segundo beer.
Yeah.
And it's called Steve Austin's. Oh, crap. My handwriting scribble has failed me.
Oh, no. Can anyone help us read Nick's handwriting?
Let's see if I can pull him up on the Facebook. Quick like before.
My gosh.
Let's waste time. El Segundo Brewing Company, Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA.
Ooh, Broken Skull IPA.
Broken Skull IPA.
Nice.
How does that sound? That sounds pretty tasty to me.
Yeah, it does.
So I don't know
if
Steve Austin's skull that was broken or if Steve Austin owns a broken skull. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
It's possible. It's possible it's both.
It's possible.
Those are new beers hitting the table.
Did Steve Austin break his skull with his broken skull?
Yep. I think he could do it.
If anybody could.
It would be Steve Austin. Yes. All right. Well, what do you want to open here? We got some new beers.
Got a little smorgy going on.
Any more, Nick? Any more beers to look out for?
Still looking out for some locally bought KBS.
What?
I still have not placed my hands on it. I know it's
I haven't either. I see. Oh yeah, the KBS. Yeah, I see the breakfast stout, but not the KBS. Yeah,
I bought some breakfast stout. Actually, I bought it at Whole Foods of all places. I never thought they would have got it, seeing as their beer selection has fallen off.
Lately. Yeah, they have. I was in there today. It was,
but also boring. Probably the reason.
Boring. I'm bored. I'm bored.
It's so over.
Whole Foods is over.
Oh, this guy's in here.
Over. Oh, that guy's eating here by a mirror. Over.
Chin beards are over.
Thanks for ruining shell art.
That is the best one.
That is the best line.
Shell art. Over.
Oh,
fix here. Here, you want this? Just take it.
Just take it. Just take over. Fixies are over. Just take it.
Just take it. Here, you want this? Just take it.
Portlandia reference, sorry.
I love that show.
More Spike, please.
Yes, much more Spike. So, what the hell are we talking about? Hello, welcome to the Perfect Four. This is
a beer podcast. Also, apparently we need to start a Portlandia podcast.
It's over.
Over. Podcasts are over.
Brunch is over.
Portlandia is over. Anyway, new beer. Let's open up a beer. It always helps to open up a beer.
Hey, we want to start a baseball team.
So I have some controversial beers.
Oh, my God.
Miraculously, I have the first New Galeris I've ever tried. It was Michael Cruz brought this out and said, I think this was a year ago, birthday. He's like, it's your birthday. Let's try one of these. And so it's the New Galeris Berliner Weiss, which now we're a little bit more familiar with that style.
Mm-hmm.
Then I looked at it, and there was a Staghorn in there, which is their Oktoberfest beer, which we might as well get to that. It's a little bit past October. And then the sexist part of me picked out this last beer.
The sexy part of you?
Sexist, not feminist.
Oh, okay. I thought you said sexy part.
Because I was like, two women? What does two women beer taste like? And that's what it's called. It's a lager. Two women lager.
Two women love lagers, apparently.
So I don't know which way we want to go. Or we could just go all three.
Open something.
Any suggestions?
Damn it.
Number one.
Berliner Weiss.
I had no idea what
you said it, dude.
I know.
He's got to do it now. All right.
Not listening to me.
I can't believe
this just in. Dave Grohl to battle Animal and Drum Off on the Muppets.
Oh my gosh.
That was his whole setup to be on the Muppets. Dave Grohl's going to be featured on the Muppets for a Drum Off.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Hey, the only one to do it before that was Buddy Rich.
Yeah, so does that mean they're going to wake up Buddy Rich and have a try off?
Yeah, good luck with that. Buddy Rich is a little bit dead.
All right, this Berliner Weiss is going around the table.
If the Muppets are still alive after 45 years.
Just make Buddy Rich a Muppet, is that what you're saying?
There you go.
Cram somebody's arm up his ass.
Glorious Berliner Weiss. Nick, get that over the Nick.
I'm out of glasses.
I can't believe you guys didn't mention for looking out Firestone's Paraba Java. Paraba Java.
It's over.
It's coming out on Black Friday.
Even if I rubbed Tony bags the right way, I'm pretty sure I won't get one of those.
Really? Is it going to be that limited?
They're selling them, I think it's by two to four the day of, and then it's like limit two the day after. Mm-hmm. But I think, as I'm stalling here, let me go to Jim's, Jim Crooks.
I don't know how you could possibly improve on Parabola.
Oh, you're saying you don't want to have coffee in your Parabola?
I actually don't.
Hmm.
I actually don't. There's so much going on in there already. I'd be okay with skipping this one.
Wow. You want to try it.
Well, no, of course I want to try it, but I'm not going to make a mad dash to go get
You're not going to get in the line?
Nah.
You could camp out?
But, dude, Black Friday. Boycott it.
Black Friday. Boycott it. It's over.
I could be sleeping in and shopping at Harbor Freight.
HarborFreight.com. I wait for Cyber Monday.
There you go. Maybe, ooh, Amazon Prime. Maybe they'll bring it to me.
Or no, and then Saturday is Saturday is like local something.
Shop Small Saturday.
Shop Small Saturday or some shit.
Oh, and also Record Store Day.
Ooh, yes.
Custom released vinyl for all your listening.
Oh my gosh. Have you seen any Record Store Day stuff?
The coolest one I've ever bought was their limited release Black Keys Brothers Edition.
Whoa.
That was the coolest Record Store Day I've ever gotten.
So, Brewer. Okay, this just in. There's only 600 cases of this beer. So 600 times by 12. So there's only 7,200 bottles. The first day, you can
buy... Is that common core math or regular math?
Regular.
Okay.
So the first day, you can only buy them by four bottles. So it means 1,800 people have a chance at it the first day to get the full allotment. So say 7,200 divided by two. Say half of those people show up. So it's 3,600 divided by two. So it means, yeah. So there's probably only going to be like 3,200 people that are going to be able to get a hold of this. And I still don't think that's great enough odds for one of those bottles to be able to cast.
So, hey, it's going to be a tough bottle. Maybe it'll show up here. Maybe it won't. Putting it out there.
Maybe a year or two down the line. Maybe they'll be my PNC find.
Ooh.
Anyways, back to what you were saying. You want to move on?
No.
You
want to
get going?
I don't want to move on. I'm listening to everything, bro.
I'm just dragging.
No.
Dragging the boat anchor over
here. You're dragging
nothing.
Just trying
to slow this podcast down. We have 2 hours yet?
Not yet. We still got time to get to 2 hours. we're getting there. New Belgian is going into the gluten mostly free.
I did see that. I forgot to mention that.
Gluten-y series, which is genius. I don't know how Epic. Nobody's done that yet.
Yep.
Gluten-y series. Pale. They're doing a pale and
it's
a golden ale. A gluten-reduced beer, which basically is like a 99% no gluten beer. So, you know, for those that like the gluten-free beers, New Belge is coming in for you. This one, personally, Marin Brew Co. has a session. This one for Paul and Fairfax, you're going to have to go to and have this for us. It's called Jumbo Shrimp. It's a session IPA, 4.5%, 71 IBU, Mosaic Hops, Tropical. Sounds very good. I like what Marin Brew Co. does. So, and it's a session ale. I like the name Jumbo Shrimp.
Jumbo Shrimp. Oxymoron.
Yeah, oxymoron name.
Jumbo Shrimp.
I like to think Paul's...
Regular Shrimp.
Paul's shower has a drive-thru window, but beer comes in instead of beer going out.
Shrimp so, scampi. Paul, if you could go down the Marin Broco,
boiled
have
shrimp,
that for us and tell us what it's shrimp, like. Brown shrimp. Beer shrimp.
Brown shrimp. Beer shrimp.
One more. Brew Dog.
Brew Dog. Yes.
Brew Dog. They're having a Hoppy Christmas... A 7.2 IPA made with Simcoe hops, citrus, aroma, papaya, pineapple. This all sounds good. So I don't know if we'll see it. We don't really have somebody that brings BrewDog, but
didn't
it seems
it kind
like
of have an influx? It happened, and then it just...
Then now you don't see BrewDog in town. It was here.
They don't like us.
It was here, and then it was gone. I don't like you either. I've got the dance centers on five systems.
They pulled it. Should we stay or should we go? they went.
They went. They go. So that's some stuff to look out for. Let's listen to our friend. You can email us voicemails too, as referenced earlier. Our friend Cody from. It's coming, sure. I guarantee it.
Hey, Perfect Pour Podcast. This is Tim Bro Cody from up in Portland. And I have a take on one of your guys' segments, your Looking Out For segment.
Nice. Tying it properly.
I thought, as bros, we try to look out for each other. And this Looking Out For is so that you guys can avoid it at all costs.
Uh-oh.
It is... I had it in 2012 when I was in Texas, so it's been almost exactly 3 years now, and it is the only one I have ever sent back because I could not tolerate drinking it. It was that disgusting to me.
Sending back your steak?
It wasn't that it was a bad batch because there were a couple other people drinking it, and I asked them if people had been sending it back, and the bartender told me no, that I was the first one to do so. I don't know if other people like it and I just don't, or maybe they just didn't want to say anything. They didn't want to send it back. but yeah, so if you guys ever see that one out and about, don't get it. All right, adios.
Wait, what, did he say what it was?
I don't think he said what it was.
He never said what it was. He built up to it and then he tapered off.
Awesome.
What was it, Cody? Now you got something to call in for next week.
We got to figure it out. He left clues.
Did he leave clues?
No, I'm just kidding.
Let's give it one more listen. Scooby-Doo.
Do you think it was?
We are not.
Do you think it was Rebel IPA?
We're not shagging.
No, because was it Dylan or one of our listeners that
Dylan
had it?
Dylan T. Yeah,
and said like. I took
one for the team.
Took
guys.
Over a team, and guess what? It sucks. We said thank you, Dylan.
I thought this is Tim Bro Cody. From
I don't think
he
left any clues though.
And I have a take on one of your guys' segments. Looking out for segment. Mm-hmm. I thought as bros, we try to look out for each other, and this looking out for is so that you guys can avoid it at all costs.
Wait, this is
it
what you should say.
I had it in 2012.
Oh, see, I was going to say
it. In Texas.
It
so
is.
Exactly 3 years.
In Texas.
And,
3 years.
It is the only one I have ever sent back because I could not tolerate drinking it. It was that disgusting to me. It wasn't that it was a bad batch because there were a couple other people drinking it, and I asked them.
See, I think that was the only clue.
Back, and,
3 years ago in Texas.
The bartender told me no, that I was the first, first one to
that
do
be?
So. I don't know if other people like it, and I just don't, or maybe they just didn't want to say anything. They didn't want to send it back. But yeah, so if you guys ever see that one out and about, don't get it. All right, adios.
Completely did not mention what beer it was.
Abita's Purple Haze.
Cody. Oh, you think it's Abita?
Turbo Dog?
Turbo Dog.
Anything also from Abita.
No, we have. We already talked about Turbo Dog. Abita Brown? She wouldn't have said that. It's something we never had that's out there. I would think it's not a beer that's like unknown.
Is that a...
Alabama Shakes.
What's even a Texas brewer? I don't know.
The only Texas brewer that I know off top of the head is the Anderson Beer Garden Brewing Company.
Red Star? Anderson
not
Beer
Anderson,
Garden?
Not, sorry, Austin Beer Garden Brewing Company.
Isn't Shiner Red Bob. Star a beer?
I was staring Shiner at an Anderson
oh,
Valley
they have Jester
keg today.
Jester King.
Jester King?
Austin.
We all can't talk today.
We got a favorite beer.
Well, time to open another beer. Sounds
time
good
to me. Time for more beer.
Jester King. It's supposed to be a really good brewery, though.
But yeah. Yes. I saw a thing on Jester King.
Did you know?
On the internet.
You saw Jester King's thing?
The internet. I saw the thing. It was impressive.
It's an impressive thing.
It's an impressive thing. That's what it is. It's not only is it time for a new beer, it's time for cheers. What the hell new beer is going around the table right now?
The New Glarus Staghorn Oktoberfest. It tastes like an Oktoberfest.
You're a Staghorn.
I love gold.
This beer is sponsored by Cabela's.
Beer is sponsored by Cabela's. Workwear and...
So I'm going to go through my
cheers. Workwear and evening wear.
I'm going to cheers Tony Bags because he located a Black Ops beer for us.
Boo.
It does exist.
The Brooklyn, exist. Brooklyn Brewing. Brooklyn Brewing that has now been banned.
Well, if you read their website, they say it's out of print. But if you go to Untappd, there's people hella checking it in.
Hella.
I think just the description of Black Ops just means something that is stealth.
What is that? What are you showing? It's all you.
Oh, you guys already have it?
Yeah.
It's New Glarus Staghorn Oktoberfest.
Cheers to New Rock Hammer. We had a chill evening last night around beers.
And Silver Sun pickups?
Yes. Boo. 2/4 of Silver Sun pickups were downtown last night.
Boo!
Like, either of you two would have given a crap.
No, I would. I love Silver Sun pickups, but I probably wouldn't have left my house, but that's awesome, though.
Would have hugged it. So Mikey does like them.
Bearded Brewer.
I think I vaguely got my brother into Silver Sun. I think at first he was just like, dude, they suck. And then he was just like, okay, yeah, they're pretty. They're not bad.
He's got a Blue Vista Light drum set. What more can you want?
So, okay, so he
was impressed by the drum set.
Yes. And then one of my new Instagram followers, cheers to Chelsea. She's from Goldstein's, as you may know her. She's pretty cool.
I met her. She serves beer.
Yes.
I didn't meet her.
She commented how we look a lot alike.
It happens.
And she pointed out, she's like, I finally met your brother. And I was like, cool. And how was it? And she's just like.
How was it? How was the experience?
She said, oh, he's the king.
She said that. She tried to take a selfie with you, or she should have taken a selfie with you to make me jealous, something like
that.
We
talked about this last week.
Yeah, so.
Just so you
know. Was it on air?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
So old.
Fuck, I don't listen
as
to the
a
show.
Listener of The Perfect Boar.
I don't
Not only am
to
I
this.
On The Perfect Boar, I'm also one of the listeners. And
you're the only listener.
I have to call you out.
I'm also a client.
Also a client.
Okay, so that still happened.
I listened in the editing process, and I listened to it as post-editing.
Pissed.
Okay. And then the Instagram name of the week.
Oh, here we go.
The Irrelevant One. And
it's not beer related, but it's still awesome.
It is craft beer with a little miniature elephant. In every photo, and the elephant is placed in little
Is that
different
that pink elephant? That's
no, it's beer. Gray. It's gray. It's not pink. It's not purple.
Whatever that pink. What beer is that? That has the pink
delirium,
elephant.
Delirium tremens.
Yeah, delirium. Where the hell is that from?
Delirium pink elephants.
But like, Winnie where's it from?
Or no, Dumbo.
Like, I've seen it. It's always just out there. It's just been there forever. And then like,
isn't
you just see it and it's just like what? Where the hell is that from?
Belgium.
It's just been a thing forever.
It has.
And then you're just like, eh.
And it's a great beer, by the way.
That's a great brewery.
Is it? Are they in this country?
They have the
Of the United States of the Americas?
No, that's a foreign brewery.
Oh.
Imported.
They're foreigners.
Damn foreigners. But they have the Nocturnum.
Brewery.
Nocturnum, Delirium.
Nocturnum. Damn near Nocturnum.
Damn near Nocturnum. yeah, they're seriously good brewery.
Yeah.
We used to call that champagne beer because it's so heavily carbonated.
Didn't they have a beer called Absinthe or something like that or something similar?
Maybe. That sounds right.
Yeah. That sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar.
The familiars.
Cheers to everybody that's been listening for the past 3 years.
Wow.
Cheers to your support. Cheers to the beers you've given us. Cheers to you talking about us with your friends, tweeting with us, you know, having great discussions about what craft beer is on Twitter.
Those guys.
Whatever if you're with Boulevard or if you have your own little blog.
Yeah.
You're all just don't care about craft beer, then... Cheers to you.
Cheers.
We're going to continue to care about craft beer. We'll be here holding the fort.
For one more, but
us
that's it.
Craft beer podcasters, we'll be the only ones left. And that will be it.
Boo.
Boo. We're just like... we're becoming smaller, guys. Start worrying about it. It's fucking start worrying about it. Ooh. That is the bubble.
That is it, when you stop worrying.
The craft beer bubble is that big beer is going to just own the bubble. See. Cheers to Happy Me Beer. At Happy Me Beer.
Nice, very nice.
Beer team on Twitter. Cheers to Green Dog. Green Cheers Dog. To George Daly on Facebook. And cheers especially to our patrons. We have a Patreon page, which is a paywall that you can donate money to the show. If you're like, I'd like to buy these guys a beer, that's what Patreon is for. If you go to perfectportpod.com and look for some Patreon links, or if you just look in the show notes and there it's in the show notes, or if you go to patreon.com/perfectport, this is a way you can be one of the cool kids and get in on the patrons, and you get to hear a little bit of some extra stuff and make things awesome for us. And we can just buy beer for the show, and because you're awesome.
Yeah.
So any more cheers? Anything you guys got left out there?
I don't think we've cheersed. If we have, I don't remember it. Cheers to D2R Network of Podcast, Ryan Williams.
Yes, that's the Beer with Friends dudes.
Beer with Friends host. He followed us on Instagram. And also cheers to Jake from State Farm for ruining my Monday, but also doing his part to keep us informed, make sure we don't miss out on Ballast Point getting bought out. And,
Yep.
I had a cheers and I lost it because my phone is
If you
stupid.
Like what we're doing here, there's also other you like that. There's also other podcasts we have. Dorktown. Bells gave a quick review of an Alpine Duet, a Green Flash Alpine Duet.
Nice.
In the last Dorktown. So embedded in within. So dorktownpodcast.com, or just search Dorktown and subscribe to that too. Damn it. It's a comedy podcast. Friggin' listen
hilarious.
To it. And Flowing with Famous, if you're a Fresnan. Flowing with Famous is right up your alley for podcasts. We talk about Fresno stuff. Josh Teehee and myself. And then you like Harrison Ford. Who doesn't like? Is there anyone that doesn't like Harrison Ford?
Me. Just kidding.
Yeah. I know, kidding. We also have a Harrison Ford podcast called Get Off My Podcast. All about Harrison Ford. So, and the Star Wars is coming. It's going to be quite enjoyable. It seems. So thank you everyone for listening to The Perfect Pour. You guys have anything else you want to do?
Hell no.
Let's go.
Sink right. This one.
Enjoy your week of drinking craft beer. Come back next Friday. We'll all talk about whatever brewery got bought. We'll talk about them too and be sad about it. Go ahead. Enjoy your craft beer. Let's listen to some sunburns. They fade off into the podcast ether.
What did that guy make? Oh. Guess what? Shell art is over! It's done! Hey, thanks for ruining shell art.